with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has viewed the site of the North Philadelphia jet crash.
The U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the black box in the Philadelphia plane crash has been recovered.
That was a voice recorder box.
The crash killed all six people on an air ambulance, including a girl who had been receiving medical treatment at a Philadelphia Children's Hospital. A seventh person inside a vehicle was killed on the ground.
There are remains, whether it's the engines, the wings, that they can look at and get answers to what took place here.
Debris from the crash exploded into a fireball, and pieces of the plane were blown into a neighborhood, severely damaging several businesses and at least 11 homes. Audio courtesy of WPVI. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, as crews remove some of the wreckage of the American Airlines plane that collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter over Washington, D.C., and crashed into the Potomac River last week, more remains of victims were recovered Monday. Deputy Director of Aviation for the Army, Colonel Mark Ott, says he asked that people not speculate on the cause of the crash.
Because there are all kinds of reasons that you could deviate from an altitude. You know, something as simple as a flock of birds is in front of you, or you may deviate if you see something that's an obstacle or other threat to your flight.
Of the 67 victims, 55 have been identified, according to Assistant D.C. Fire Chief Gary Steen. He said additional remains were recovered Monday and that they were in the process of being identified. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 122 points, the NASDAQ dropped 235, the S&P lower by 46. This is SRN News. Kim Davis is still in court.
The Kentucky clerk who was at the center of the national debate over gay marriage is waiting for the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to decide whether she will have to pay damages to a same-sex couple for refusing to grant them a license back in 2015. Davis has been ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the two men for the, quote, emotional distress they suffered when she refused to have any part of granting the license, which they obtained from a different clerk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they've paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under age 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in Washington have paused prescriptions of puberty blockers and hormone therapy. This is SRN News. Ukraine is losing ground in a key city as the third anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches.
Ukrainian forces in the strategic city of Pokrovsk have been dealt a blow by Russian drone attacks on supply routes and a shortage of infantry troops in the Donetsk region. Ukrainian commanders say they don't have enough reserves to keep defense lines going, and new recruits are unprepared and sometimes abandon positions. To add to that, heavy fog in recent days has limited Ukrainians from effectively using surveillance drones, allowing Russian troops to control dominant heights and take more territory. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ecuador's conservative president says he's raising tariffs on Mexican imports by 27% in a move that echoes the trade barriers that U.S. President Trump has announced but then paused against Mexico. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.